Coming up on episode... Oh, that doesn't sound right. Let's switch this thing on
here. And then we'll turn this thing on here. Okay, there we go. Coming up on episode number 666, it's pretty much what you would expect for episode of 666 on Coverville. A lot of songs that have to do with H-E double hockey sticks and the devil too. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's April 20th, 2010. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Yes, for episode number 666, there really was no other option for me to do but to play a bunch of covers that have to do with the devil and Satan and hell and all that stuff. So that's what you're going to find on today's show, and they're going to range from the serious to the parody and then something that will chill the heart of even the very bravest of you. All that coming up later on in the show. But before we do that, let's get to a request for something that just seems to fit perfectly in this episode. Take it away, Nick.
Hey, guys. My name's Nick from Iowa. Big fan of the show.
I'm a big fan of yours, too, Nick. By the way, happy April 20th to you, Nick.
Hey, what I was just wondering if you could find, there's a movie that came out in 2002 called Spun. It was a Jason Schwartzman film. The movie was so-so, but that's not really the point. As I recall in the opening credits, there was an acoustic cover of Iron Maiden's Number of the Beast. Don't know who did it. Just curious if you can find that. Maybe throw that one on the show. Thank you very much. Love it all. Have a good one.
Thanks, Nick. You too. That was performed by Jolly Zwan. Now, Zwan was a band that Billy Corgan formed after the... breakup of Smashing Pumpkins, and in addition to forming Zwan, he also created kind of a side project with the same members of Zwan called Jolly Zwan, which was an acoustic version, an acoustic incarnation of regular vanilla Zwan, and they added a cellist named Anna Lynn Sharon, and also were planning on recording an entire album and DVD set together where you'd actually be able to watch the recording sessions that led to the album. So it was like the inception of the songs all the way through the writing, through the early performances of all those songs. Really cool stuff. They never released an album as Jolly Zwan, so the soundtrack, which is really hard to find for this movie Spun, there really isn't even an official soundtrack, but the soundtrack is all Billy Corgan primarily Billy Corgan and Jolly Zwan music. Let's go ahead and get to Nick's request, which is an acoustic cover of Number of the Beast. You know, I'm not sure who's actually doing the vocals on this. I know it isn't Billy Corgan, but it's awesome nonetheless. Here is Jolly Zwan from the Spun pseudo soundtrack with Number of the Beast.
Face that twists my mind, brings me to despair.
6, the number of these sacrifice is going on tonight. I'm coming back, I will return, and I'll possess your body, and I'll make you burn. I have the fire, I have the force, I have the power to make my evil take its course.
Happiness, I cannot love to me is so unreal. Can you help me occupy my brain? Can you help me occupy my brain? Druggy drag ragtime USA. In Parkland International.
Straight to hell. migrants, they wanna sing all night long.
Devil's Radio right there by the Masters of Reality. That comes from a 2003 tribute to George Harrison called Songs from the Material World. Really, really good compilation. If you're a fan of George Harrison at all, and you don't have that in your collection, you need to go out and get it right away because it's really, really good. A lot of great stuff on there, ranging from his solo stuff to, of course, his work with the Beatles. And some big fans of George Harrison on there, like Todd Rundgren and Dave Davies from the Kinks. John Entwistle has a song on there. Even They Might Be Giants do a version of the Beatles' Savoy Truffle, so something you should definitely pick up if you don't already have it. That, again, songs from the material world, and that cover of Devil's Radio by Masters of Reality. Before that, Lily Allen. Oh, the beautiful voice of Lily Allen. Getting a little help from Mick Jones, who was the original performer on Straight to Hell, originally by The Clash. That version comes from a 2009 compilation called War Child Presents Heroes. Cool version there. Did you recognize the song before that? That was Hell Songs with their cover of Black Sabbath's Paranoid. I love how much they changed that around. It's amazing. And if the lyrics didn't do it for you, then go back and listen to it again, because now that you know it's Paranoid, you're going to be like, oh my God, that's awesome. That comes from their 2008 album, appropriately titled Hymns in the Key of 666, and there's covers on there of Twisted Sister and Megadeth and stuff like that. They're actually a Swedish lounge metal trio. Just amazing. Hell Songs and their cover of Paranoid. We started things off with Jolly Swan with their cover of Iron Maiden's Number of the Beast, and that came from the movie Spun, which I haven't seen. But looking at the song list, man, there's some great stuff. Billy Corgan does a solo version of Pat Benatar's Love is a Battlefield, so that is definitely something to check out. All right, Coverville today is brought to you by Metricology. Ooh, it's a new sponsor, everybody. Yay! Metricology is a service. It's a service that I use, and I stand behind 100%. Basically, I'll do the copy here, and then I'll talk a little bit about them. But it's a way to make informed decisions about your audience. If you have a website, if you have a blog, if you have a presence online, Metricology can help you figure out if your visitors are getting what they need from their site and how you can help more of them and get them to stay. Basically, the way it's worked for a long time is you build a website, and then you get everything going, and then you kind of ignore it for a little while and let it work. Let it do its thing. And then maybe a year or two later, you decide, all right, let's get back in there and see what's going on. And by that point, you've already turned away so much business, so much of an audience to your website. What's cool about Metricology is that they work with you, and instead of giving you a 50-page report at the end of 3 years that says, here are all the things wrong with your website, they track it month by month and say, okay, here, work on this month. Okay, this month, go do this. And it gives you a chance to kind of take care of the little tasks to kind of refine and move your website towards where you want it to be. They do traffic analysis, usability testing, Google AdWords and AdSense, and they're awesome. Fantastic group. Brian is the main guy there, and he and I have been fans of each other's work for a long time. So check them out, Metricology. I'll put a link in the show notes. They are at metricology.com. So there you go, Metricology, sponsor of Coverville. Check them out and let them know you heard about them through Coverville. All right, well, we couldn't do an episode about Hell, a 666 episode, without including this song. And the title of it says it all. Here is a cover of the Squirrel Nut Zippers' Hell by the Dollop Dare Big Gang from their 2007 release, Just Feel.
Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow there'll be hell to pay.
In the afterlife, we could be headed for a serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow there'll be hell to pay.
People listen attentively, read about future calamity. I used to think the idea was obsolete, until I heard the old man stomping his feet.
Eternally, fires apply to the body, teeth that are extruded and bones are ground, the baked into cakes which are passed around.
In the afterlife, we could be headed for a serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow there'll be hell to pay.
life. We could be headed for a serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay.
Taking your bet, you will regret. I'm best there has ever been.
Yanni, rousing up your bow and play your fiddle hard. His tail's broke loose and plough deep, and the devil deals a card. If you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Said, I'll start this show, and fire flew from his fingertips as he rousing up the bow. And he pulled that bow across the strings, and it made this evil hiss, this terrible hissing. It wouldn't stop, and then a band of demons joined in. It sounded something like this.
Son, But sit down in a chair and I'll show you how it's done.
Of their little contest, it was pretty clear to everyone that Yanni had been duped by the evil power of Satan.
By the devil.
Beelzebub.
El Diablo.
The author of evil.
Mephistopheles.
His satanic majesty.
The old serpent.
Belial.
Tammy Faye Baker.
Prince of darkness.
His name is Legion.
Angel of the bottomless pit. Yanni figured then maybe there was one thing left to do. Only he could run. Suddenly, Yanni thought of Norway. Fields, fjords.
Sweet mother of pearl, he should have run.
Like a river, he ran, and didn't stop for anything.
What's holding me up?
Well, Yanni bowed his head because he knew that he'd been dorked. Took a good look at the devil, yep, his tail was forked. Devil's in the house, the rising sun. Chicken and red fan, I'm picking up dough. And it's your fight, don't y'all know.
Mountaineer, but he kept his family fed. And
then one day he was shooting at some food when up through the ground came a bubbling cloud.
So don't stop me on the highway to hell. On the highway to hell. I'm on the highway to hell. On the highway to hell. I'm on the highway to hell. I'm on the highway to hell. I'm on the highway to hell. On the highway.
from their album Come On Feel the Dandy Warhols. Those are the Dandy Warhols with their cover of AC/DC's Hell's Bells. A couple of AC/DC covers in that group. Before that, the Fargan Beauties from Australia from their greatest hits album, A Load of Old Bollocks, that was Highway to Hell with a little bit of the Beverly Hillbillies theme thrown in there, the ballad of Jed Clampett. The Fargan Beauties with Highway to Hell. Before that, The Devil Went Down to Provdiv. Oh, by the way, the style of music that the Fargan Beauties perform is called thrashgrass. There you go. All right, before that, The Devil Went Down to Provdiv, a cover of the Charlie Daniels Band classic, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, performed by the Reptile Palace Orchestra from their 2006 album, Zopo. By the way, if you're not up on your geography, Provdiv is the second largest city in Bulgaria. And we start off the set with Hell by the Dolapdere Big Gang from Istanbul in Turkey from their 2007 album Just Feel, a cover of the Squirrel Nut Zippers' Hell. And a little bit more geography for you. Dolapdere is a quarter of Istanbul. It's one of the regions of Istanbul. So there you go. You learn a lot from Coverville, don't you? All right, this song had to stand alone, and I had to put it in a set all by itself just because it is so great. Now, this week I did, for Who Did It Better, I did Sympathy for the Devil, the Rolling Stones song covered by Axl Rose and the Guns N' Roses gang and Ozzy Osbourne is the two versions. And I've kind of gotten a little bit of flack for that because I did pick the two most popular versions on iTunes. And I actually thought that would be a clever way of doing it because instead of me picking what versions I think are the two best, because there's always write-in versions for the popular versions whenever I do Who Did It Better. And I thought, all right, well, let's see what the internet let's see what the masses consider to be the two best versions of Sympathy for the Devil after you get past the Rolling Stones version. And this one, the one I'm about to play, didn't even make it into the top four or five, which is surprising because I think it is the best version of this song. Let's go ahead and listen to a little bit of Laibach from Germany. Here's their cover of Sympathy for the Devil. And if this doesn't shake you to your very foundations, then you've got a heart of steel.
Allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for long, long years, stolen many a man's soul and faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and faith. And I made damn sure that Pilate washed his hands and sealed his fate.
Mr. Mitchell. Guessed my name, but what's puzzling you is just the nature of my name.
from their EP from 1988 with seven different interpretations of the song Sympathy for the Devil by Laibach. Again, a cover of the Rolling Stones. I mistakenly said that they are from Germany. No. The name Laibach is the German name for Slovenia's capital city, Ljubljana. No, Ljubljana. Yeah, see, Laibach is much easier to say. They are actually from Slovenia and not from Germany, as I previously said. Laibach closing things out for this edition of Coverville. Episode 666 in the can. There you go. If you want to get in touch with me, email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can also call a request line at 206-222-COVER or visit the weblog, the site, coverville.com, and leave your message in the comments section of the show notes for this or any other episode of Coverville. Be here on Thursday for another edition of Coverville. It'll be Cover Story Night, and I think we're going to be taking a look at the music of Cyndi Lauper. So covers of The Girl Who Just Wants to Have Fun coming up on Thursday's edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. For advertising, please contact coverville@backbeat.com. Coverville is also a proud member of the Frogpants Studios feed. Check them out at frogpants.com. And bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.